WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that's Rock Me Baby, B.B. King. Laura and Willowbrook wanted to hear that 1964 on Kent. Yeah, the Bahari Brothers had that label. And not to be confused with Kent that does reissues from Great Britain more recently. 888-876-5593. A big apologies to those who listen to the show on my stream. Of course, WGN was flawless, and if you're listening on WGNradio.com, you heard every sultry word. However, if you were listening on Raleigh.net, you heard nothing because I forgot to turn the stream on. So actually, you heard a replay of last night's show, I think. But anyway, I did play Bob McFadden and Dore, the Mummy, for Fran and Austin. So Fran, I don't know if you caught that. If not, we'll be happy to play it again. I know, cause everybody else to go running. Some of the other things we had discussed in the half hour you missed was a student punished for using AI to write a school paper, even though the school had no procedures against it, and furthermore taught kids how to use it. All right, so that was quite the mess since he was an honor student, but nonetheless. And then Eduardo called, and you heard it on the news, what about Walgreens doing all these closings? And as I was saying, not surprising to me, because I think we're in a paradigm shift. We're going more and more toward buying online. And that's part of the reason. I think Walgreens also has an issue with regarding to the prescription department of their business, because more and more we're using a lot of these coupons and the GoodRx or what have you, or single care. You know, there's a number of them. And of course, this means that the retailer is getting less reimbursement for the drugs that they're dispensing. All right. Also touched on the fact that if you're taking a generic, which is almost everybody, you don't have the same rights to sue when something goes wrong. That's right. The brand manufacturer doesn't have to shoulder that one. All right. So that almost got serious. So we're changing the subject entirely, don't you know? But with regard to shopping online and just in general, we're talking about there are so many things you at this point still won't buy online for the most part. Groceries, I like to fondle my fruit, and on and on, and certain clothing items, shoes and all. It's a little harder, but for other items that are the same no matter what, people are increasingly going online for them. And why not? What's the downside there? All right, so Karen is in Chicago and wants to get in on that conversation. So welcome to WGN Radio, Karen.
Hi, Raleigh. You're doing a good job, just like always.
Thank you.
I wanted to mention, okay, as far as shopping online, I will not do it myself because I want to see what I'm getting. Number two, I might have questions about it. So if I do buy anything online, I have a sighted friend do it for me. Okay. And there are probably only two people that I trust to do it because they know what I want, they know proper sizes, whatever. But another thing with it, when I have to key in my credit card number if I'm going to shop online, now normally when I'm typing on my iPad, it talks to me or my iPhone. But when you go in to type in your credit card number, it doesn't talk and only clicks. Mm-hmm. And it shows up on the screen.
Right.
And I'm so afraid of making an error in that number that I just won't do it.
You know, I can understand that. It should be much more accessible than that. One thing I might suggest is to have a PayPal account, because a lot of entities will take PayPal, and you can set that up, and then it's set it and forget it. The information is in there. I would only suggest using credit cards. Never use a debit card. But you're right. It's iffy. Now, I would say that there are a number of things that, you know, like toilet paper or laundry detergent or things that you know the brand and you know what you want. I don't see any reason not to order that. But when you're talking about something specific like an article of clothing, that's almost impossible for you.
Yeah, or even sizes of things.
Yeah.
No, it'll tell you what it is and how much it costs and whatever. But you might not know how big is so many ounces or so many kilograms or whatever. I like to take the bottle in my hand and see how big it is.
Okay. Well, that you know, as long as you can get there and do that, that's fine. But for many people who can't, doing it online, nothing beats it. But
I can't. No, I really can't. No, I have she's a friend, and also she's my homemaker, who knows me well enough to know exactly what I want.
Right.
My dearest best friend also knows. But they are probably the only two that I will have do any shopping or anything like that for me. I have arthritis, and it is kind of hard to go shopping, although I have gone with my friend to Aldi's, and mm-hmm. I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
But not very often. My right hip starts to give out, and I start to kind of holler and meow and hiss, and it hurts.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I still think it'd be good if you could find a way for the staples, the things that aren't going to change. You know, for instance, let's say you want Tide laundry detergent, for instance. You can, like when you're on Amazon, they'll tell you exactly how many ounces are in the box, and you're saying, well, I don't know what that is. Well, you have somebody tell you what is on your current size that you like, and then you look for that.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many things like that that, again, are easily obtainable. I absolutely agree with you with other things.
I'm sorry. I have trouble also. I need to get some more instruction on. I have trouble reading web pages. I just have an awful time with them. And I don't know why. I guess I'm just not so smart.
Well, no, it would depend on the apps you're using. And, it would be great if there, and you know, we've talked a lot about this, say, with Jim and things like that, getting somebody who can help you set that up. But, you know, I would assume somewhere in Chicago, there's got to be organizations who can help you with this.
I can go to Lighthouse.
Yeah.
To our senior program. You have a class once a month, and then they only accept so many, so you might not be able to go any more than one, maybe every 2 months. And you also can make an appointment with one of the instructors.
That's what I would do. I would do, a one-on-one, so that they can help you, show you how, what app would be good for reading various sites like Amazon or what have you. I'm surprised Amazon doesn't have a built-in app for it, actually. But there's probably a number of things that could make things easier for you, even if you didn't use them all the time.
Yeah.
Just that it was available to you makes all the difference.
Yeah, if I didn't have my homemaker or one of my friends, it really would help.
And you never know. You know, when you're starting to depend on people, you just never know. It's nice when it's nice when you know if you have to be in a pinch, you're independent on your own. So, yeah, I would say if you can get an instructor at Lighthouse to work with you, try and find out what apps can easily read these pages.
And I wanted to ask you, I'm sure you'll remember this, but I don't know what made me think of it, but it's probably the most horrible record I ever heard in my life.
Mm.
And I remember it was from when I was a kid. Do you remember Johnny Ray singing The Little White
Cloud
That
Cried? That was a big hit, absolutely.
Not the most.
big hit. And, you know, the reason he sounded like that is he was deaf. So he was actually...
Was he really?
Yeah, he was screaming.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
he had
some hearing, very limited hearings, but he was almost completely deaf in both ears. And so...
That's incredible.
Yeah.
I remember my parents just hated it. And, of course, as kids, we thought it was funny, you know.
Yeah. No, actually, I think as a child, I think he was in scouting or something, and he was in a ritual, the blanket toss, and next thing you know, as a 13-year-old, he's deaf, and on a Boy Scout trip, I think that happened. But again, it was absolutely his style, from that he couldn't hear it. So
wow, that was amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So.
And I often wonder why anyone would ever make a record like that. Well, now I know.
Well, and he was a big hit. His record, Cry, was a multi-million seller. So.
Yeah, I remember both of them because my parents listened to the radio and listened to music a whole lot.
Yeah.
And, of course...
And, of course, you know, he had just Walking in the Rain, which was a big hit for him, and Walking My Baby Back Home. You know, obviously, these are remakes, but these were big, big hits.
Oh, yeah. But that one I remember particularly because it sounded so horrid.
Well, yeah, it was. Yeah, I don't know that anybody could sing that. I'd say do the song justice, but I think it's an injustice that it was written, so I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, I will try not to play the little white cloud that cried.
Okay, and thanks for the Manhattans last night.
Oh, absolutely. Did you recognize them?
No, I didn't. It
really?
Came as a surprise to me, but I really liked it. I'm trying to remember the name of it so I can ask Alexa to play it for me.
Oh, again. Well, that's easy. And it was on Deluxe. I'm trying to think what I played. I can actually look at this.
Something about crying. I guess.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So I can do this.
Maybe that's what made that.
Yeah, yeah. Cry if you want to cry.
That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And would you, if you have time, play Searching for My Baby.
Oh, yeah, everywhere. You betcha. All right, I'll be tomorrow night.
All right, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. We got Laura, we got Leah, we got Chris, and room for you two on WGN Radio.
It was a teenage wedding, and the old folks wished them well. You could see that Pierre did truly of the mademoiselle. And now the young monsieur and madame have rung the chapel bell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They furnished off an apartment with a two-room Robux sale. The coolerator was crammed with TV dinners and ginger ale. But when Pierre found work, the little coming worked out well. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They had a hi-fi phone, oh boy, did they let it blast. 700 little records, all rock, rhythm, and jazz. But when the sun went down, the rapid tempo of the music fell. C'est la vie, said the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. They bought a souped-up jitney, was a cherry red 53, and drove it down to Orleans to celebrate the anniversary. It was there where Pierre was wedded to the lovely mademoiselle.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. C'est la vie, say the old folks, it goes to show you never can tell. Chuck Berry, 1964, on Chess, of course. And that was what Dave in Oak Park wanted to hear. I hope he did. 888-876-5593. Laura in Willowbrook, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thanks, Raleigh, and thanks for playing my B.B. King request. That was really nice.
My pleasure.
Love his music. And I sometimes have a bad memory, so I don't know if I just requested it or if you told me a little about him.
What about B.B. King?
How did he get started what?
You know all about B.B. King. I mean, he's a legend, right? No? Okay.
That's true.
Well, that's not the first song you knew by him, is it?
No, I can't think right now, but no, that is not.
All right, yeah, because
gotta love them.
Right, there are so many, 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 and let's see. Personally, what you want to know about him? Well, he's from Mississippi. How many blues men are? That's a long list. Oh man, he made it until he was almost 90 years old. He died in Las Vegas in 2015.
Oh wow!
So yeah, and what of course was interesting was his blues guitar work, and he. He was really the first to introduce a style based on fluid string bending and the shimmering vibrato and all that.
Oh.
And it was on a lot of blues records after him, and a lot of blues electric guitar players used it. And so there are those. I think some organization recognized him as the single most important electric guitarist of the last half of the 20th century. And so
wow.
He is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And not that I don't think he should be, but I would have put a number of people who probably sold a lot more records of teenagers as in rock and roll land before him. But nonetheless, he is the king of blues, And one of the three, actually, because you got to also include Albert King and Freddie King while we're talking about kings. None of them are related to each other, by the way. Absolutely.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I mean, it was basic Mississippi upbringing, born on a cotton plantation, all the things that you would expect. Started in juke joints, and he was in Memphis, and then, of course, Chicago. And so, you know, and like many of his ilk, he sung in gospel choir, as far as that goes. But
that's what I was wondering.
Yeah, he was on King Biscuit Time on KFFA in Arkansas, which was a lot of Mississippi Delta blues. And he listened to it before he was on it. He loved listening to that. And I think that's part of what influenced him. And so, you know, it is, again, originally, I think it was largely gospel, and a number of radio gigs as well. Sonny Boy Williamson had a show in Memphis, or West Memphis anyway. And later he got, WDIA was an R&B station in Memphis, and they would give performers spots, like a 10-minute spot. And he got that, and it became so popular that it developed into a show, the Sepia Swing Club. That was Sepia Swing Club. And so, you know, BB is a Beale Street Blues Boy, or Blues Boy, if you will. That's where the BB comes from. That's obviously not his name. His first name was Riley. As far as that goes.
I don't know why I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you can think of, you know, Beale Street or Blues Boy. You can go with either one of those. And, you know, he was with R&B performers of his ilk in his day, like Bobby Bland or Johnny Ace, or, you know, the Beale Streeters in general. And what was interesting is, I think it was Ike Turner, but he met the Bahari Brothers. And, of course, remember, the Bahari Brothers had Modern and Kent and all these wonderful labels. Mm-hmm. And so originally had been produced by Sam Phillips, you know, before he founded Sun. And he'd been on, you know, smaller labels. But meeting the Bahari Brothers definitely gave him a label home. So I think that was a big thing. And so, you know, from there, I guess the rest is history. And he did his farewell tour almost 20 years ago now. You know, God love him. So
Some of that I didn't realize, and it sounds like the blues owes a lot to B.B. King, let me tell you.
Well, certainly certainly the sound of electric guitar blues, I would say that without a doubt. And yeah, so now you know that his name was Riley, and the B.B. is for Blues Boy. All right, thanks for calling. Appreciate it, Laura.
All right, thanks.
All right,
good day.
So we'll find out what's going on in the world at large and get back to your calls on WGN Radio. James, not the original 45 version, but I thought a very nice one. And it was Johnny D who said, "I didn't like On Broadway by the Cookies. That was just terrible. Play it by George Benson." Well, happy to do that. 1978 on Warner Brothers. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh and Leah is in Marcus Hook. How's it going, Leah?
All right. How's it going with you, Raleigh?
Cannot complain.
I did not hear Eduardo's call, so tell me, how did he fare in the hurricane?
Fine. actually. And amazingly, things are getting pretty much back to normal, slowly in some areas, but for the most part, Tampa was spared.
Oh, okay, good. That's good. I just wanted to call and say, put in my 2 cents about online shopping.
Yeah, sure.
I love it. I mean, yeah. I didn't think I would. Like, when I first got a cell phone, like, I was like, you know, online, schmonline. I don't want to do any of that shopping, you know? And then I started doing it on Amazon, and I was like, okay, I love this.
Yeah.
It's so easy. Now that I don't have a car anymore, it's like a lifeline, you know?
Yeah.
And I order food. I order all kinds of stuff. I order shoes because I have a really hard time finding shoes because I'm wide width.
How often? Okay, let me ask you. How often when you order shoes do you have to send them back because they don't fit right?
Never.
Really?
Because there's a lot of specialty shops online. When I go to a store, they never have wide width. Online, there's a lot of specialty places that have wide width.
Yeah, but it's more than just the width, you know, the cut of the shoe and all that, how your toes feeling it, you know. I you know, like when I go to a shoe store, and of course I'm just the opposite. I need, you know, quadruple A. I'm very narrow. But that said, you know, they're not necessarily cut right. And I'd say for every 10 to 12 pairs I try on, there's one I can walk in.
Oh, no. As long as I have the right size, and I get a wide width, I'm fine, you know,
if you know the manufacturers, because sizes are interesting too. I'm anywhere from a 7 to an 8.5, depending upon what the make is of the shoe.
Well, no, see, I get a 9, but then European sizes, I get a 9.5. They have those European sizes.
That would be different, but I mean literally just good old American sizes. Depending on who's making it, it's anywhere from a straight 7 to an 8.5.
Oh no, no! I always get a 9.
Yeah. Well, obviously it works. No, obviously it's working. And I will say though that shoes and food are probably minority categories for online shopping, growing, but nowhere near.
Really?
Oh yeah, because it's the staples.
Food?
Food. A lot of people refuse to order food online. In fact, for the longest time, people have put up concerns. I remember the first time I ran into this was 1979 in Los Angeles. I was living in Bel Air, and there's a street on the edge of Bel Air, Sepulveda Boulevard. And further down Sepulveda Boulevard, they're open to drive-through grocery. Now, this is L.A., drive-through everything, right? The thing just died unmercifully. And the reason it died is because people want to fondle their fruit. You know, you want to squeeze that lettuce or, you know, palpate those oranges or tomatoes or whatever. And again, some people like yourself, you don't care, but they thought, oh, everybody will take the convenience of that. And the reality was it had to close. It didn't work.
Because I don't really buy that much fresh stuff.
Well, and that, you know, that's a different thing too. If you're, you know, if you're buying a packaged Kraft dinner, that's a little different. But if you're buying anything that is going to be fresh food, most people want to get to know it in the store. You know, they always say, please.
I mean, we buy produce, but it's mostly like prepackaged produce. Do you know what I mean? Like, if we buy stuff for salads, it's a spring mix and it's already in a bag.
Oh, okay. All right, well, you can do that, and that's fine. But as I say, those are minorities, and maybe it'll grow. You know, you might be part of the trend that's going to change history on this. But I'll tell you, on the staples, you know, the toilet paper or laundry detergent, that's an obvious no-brainer to do that online.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, we can get that from Amazon or wherever,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you become savvy, and you start shopping prices.
Yeah, so, and then, I mean, I don't just get, I get it from everywhere. I don't just go, like, to the grocery store or the, you know, whatever, and get it. Like, I buy it from, like, there's only one place for some reason that has the lavender Lysol spray, and that's Staples. Why is that?
Did you say lavender light bulbs?
No, Lysol.
Oh, Lysol.
Lysol spray.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry, I still don't have my teeth.
Oh, man. Well, lavender Lysol, why not? Are there any knockoffs? Are there any other Lysol-like products that come in lavender?
Yeah, but they're not disinfectant like Lysol. They don't
all right
have the disinfectant.
Well, here I do see Staples, but I also see they're selling it at Target, and I do see it on Amazon. Believe it or not, I see it on Home Depot and some company called...
I couldn't find it on Amazon.
Well, it's there. I'm looking at it as we speak. And so,
lavender Lysol?
Yeah. And so,
really?
Now, of course, I think this one might be the spray bottle. You have to determine what kind of, you know.
Yeah, the spray.
Okay, well, yes. Disinfectant spray, 19 ounces, pack of four, $27.58, free shipping.
Oh, I don't want four. I only want one.
Well, hey, eventually you'll need four.
Yeah, I guess.
So... But yeah, you're right. You know, trying to find the one you want. That I love it when they have scents like linen. I never really think of linen as a scent, but but it's available.
It's a nice scent. It's like a fresh morning breeze, sort of. You know.
Mm, yeah. Well, let's see. Here's 144 ounces.
Like when you pull laundry out of the dryer, you know that smell.
Yeah. So, professional Lysol disinfectant spray, lavender scent, 19 ounces, $8.78 at Lowe's.
At Lowe's?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have a Lowe's right up the street. Oh, well, okay, I'll get it at Lowe's.
Well, you could, but you can do it online. It's in stock online for, look at this.
Yeah, that's what I meant. You know, they'll deliver it.
Right, they will. In fact, here's one. It's normally $8.78, but right now $5.99. Okay, that's what they want to charge a delivery if you spend less than a certain amount of money. Well, you probably want a lot of it. But they have it. I'm looking at it right now as we speak. And you can do You can do it as a pickup or a delivery. It'll be ready by 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Oh, great.
In Apache Junction, but I'm sure there's one near you, too.
We have a Lowe's right in Brookhaven.
Yeah. So there you go, the Brookhaven Lowe's. So.
Yeah.
What's the zip code for Brookhaven?
19015.
Okay. So let's see. Let's see. Yes, it's ready. Absolutely. There's 9 in stock right now, and curbside is available.
Great. Thank you.
I'm happy to help. So you can look it up. So 19 ounces disinfectant spray for commercial use. I don't think it would matter if you didn't use it, you know, in a business. I'm sure using it in your own bathroom would be just as good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I use it everywhere. I took it when we went to that wedding. I took it with us to the motel room and sprayed everything down before we touched it.
Well, there you are.
Like the blanket on the bed, because I know they don't change them and everything, you know?
No, they don't. You're so right about that. And the comforters on top or the bedspread. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's just a petri dish of horrors. Yeah, absolutely.
I sprayed the rugs by the bed, in case we were in our... bare feet, you know, we wouldn't be stepping on germs, you know. I sprayed everything down.
Well, there you are. All right. Well, here it is. Lysol disinfectant spray, lavender scent, Lowe's.
Yeah.
Check it out.
I have a real problem with smells, so I have to be careful about things. You know, I have a real problem. If I can smell something going rotten in the refrigerator before anyone, before Albert, before... anyone can smell it. I can know there's something bad.
It's a gift.
He's like, I don't smell anything. Yeah. I'm like, I can smell it.
It's a gift. It keeps you safe. So, all right, let me know how it goes at Lowe's.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks. Okay, bye. All right, so yes, there it is. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. We'll get to Chris in Greenwood, and there's room for you two. And today, by the way, was White Cane Day, and that's a national holiday. I mean, it's not like get out of work or anything like that, but every October 15th. So maybe we'll talk about that before the hour is ending, which actually is sooner than I'd like, but. What am I saying? All right, there's always tomorrow night when we have 3 whole hours to spend together. Coming up on WGN Radio.
just can't help myself. Whoa.
I tell myself I'll let you be, yet I know I'm only lying. I look around, there's not a soul here but me, and my
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, that's a song that takes me exactly where I want to go. The Cool Gents. The Solid Sender. I Just Can't Help Myself. 1956 on VJ. And that is one of the six that that we had last night as James's... No, it wasn't James either. As a six-pack. And that was Jimmy P. on the South Side. And we have a six-pack that we'll be playing the other five tomorrow night. But there were the Cool Gents with D. Clark. And I Just Can't Help Myself. Yeah, right. 1956 Sun VJ for Jimmy P. All right, so Chris is in Greenwood, South Carolina. What's up tonight, Chris?
Hey, how's it going, Raleigh?
All right, how about yourself? What you doing?
Nothing much, but I'm having a little trouble on my little Sea Crane Skyway SSB trying to get WGN rail because there's too much static and probably another station trying to come in.
Well, you know how that is. The ionosphere layer is a tricky proposition. Night to night, it's different. And we've had a lot of activity, including the Aurora Borealis and all that. And I'm not sure, but some people are saying, gee, it's better than other. And other people are saying, it's horrible. So you're experiencing the horrible end of it.
Yeah, well, I think I'm picking a little bit up. Earlier, I had you clear.
Yeah.
But... now it's, like, iffy, like, another station fighting WGN radio.
Probably.
So they're supposed to be powering their signal down right now.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Occasionally, stations will forget to do that, and that certainly can be a problem. I'm glad you brought that up, because I meant to talk earlier, my buddy Dave in Southern California. Remember that guy who reported his tower was stolen from that AM radio station? And that was Brett Elmore. It was quite the story. He claimed that he got up and went to the station, and his 200-foot AM tower and transmitter had been stolen. Many of us did not believe that that was necessarily accurate, but I just got news that he died. So I'm not 100% sure. He's only 41 years old, kind of a fixture in the community for calling local football games and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, how about that? So what else?
Why was it stolen?
Well, I don't think it was stolen. That's the real question. I mean, when it first reported, it was like, oh my God, copper thieves in the middle of the night, they chopped down the tower and they took it away. Well, you know, I never fully bought the story. And I just think that he was using a translator and probably that AM station had been off the air for quite a while. But regardless, it made all the national news that that thieves stole his tower. And next thing you know, a good-hearted station in, I think in Birmingham, offered him an HD2 frequency to go ahead and power his translator, and he kept himself on the air. So, but the story for a while, people at first were buying it, and then as all the facts came in, it's like, I don't think so. So, nonetheless, though, I had not heard he was ill in any way. So, yeah, it was WJLX. Still unsolved, the theft. Right.
Unsolved. Yeah, speaking of that, you know, Hurricane Helene knocked out a lot of radio stations.
Oh.
Around here.
Well, you know, it's interesting,
but
because
we didn't get the worst of it.
No,
Asheville
but
did.
Yes, and what was interesting about Asheville is on one of the iHeart stations there, the
99.9.
Yeah, I don't remember which one, but they were all kind of co-located there. But the entire staff got together because they were going to write out the hurricane and report on it. And then the flooding and stuff, they wound up at this station for like 2 weeks solid. So there was a lot of broadcasting about local events for a couple of weeks out of that.
Yeah, so they didn't go home and change clothes enough.
Exactly. So they were stuck
for...
I think it's only this... Yeah, right.
Broadcasting it.
Right. It's only this week, I think, that they actually got to get out of there. So, yeah.
Because they were doing like welfare check press conferences and all that. Yeah. I listened to most of the entire thing starting Sunday night, and I've been listening to it. That's why I've been listening to you lately, because I was keeping up with the hurricane update.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the AM, WWNC, the 570, that was one of the stations in that cluster there. And so, yeah, for days, they were the lifeline.
Yeah, that 99.9, yeah, I had 99.9.
Yeah.
I listened to.
Yeah.
And they did a good job.
Yeah. So you don't normally think that it's going to trap people in the station to get that kind of response, but it worked. I'm glad they were, actually.
Yeah, because some people, they need to bring back transistor radios again instead of cell phones, because, the phones got knocked out.
That's right.
You got battery-powered radios that'll keep you afloat.
Yeah, I talk about that so often with the Sea Crane Company, and there are times that, man, you better have radio, because nothing else is going to be working for you.
Not even digital TV. That was a big mistake, taking out analog like that.
Well, it wasn't really a choice. They were forced off the band. But any electronic medium, you know, really radio, good old transistor radio is, in the end, what you're going to have to get information in those kind of situations.
Yeah, because all my radio stations was knocked out. But the first one that came on was WCRS, and then WZLA came on, and later 103.5.
Good.
And you know, right now, still my little low power FM station is out because I don't have any internet.
Ah. Yeah.
Yep, so I'm still out.
Well, that'll come back. And is it for the entire area in Greenwood? There's no internet yet back?
There's some parts of it that don't have internet, some don't even have power.
Oh, I know. And that's abysmal. There should be much better routing and redundancy than they've got.
Yeah, because you got a lot of people mad at the FEMA. You got people mad at the power people and all of that.
Oh,
I know. Never experienced a storm like this ever.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this is unprecedented. But, and some people rose to the occasion and other people were just completely unprepared. What a mess it's been. But I'm glad that you are all right and you have ended the night. Call me again soon.
Okay, I get my signal right, I'll call you tomorrow.
Sounds good. I'll look forward to it. We have 3 hours. Thanks. All right, so 10 to 1 Eastern tomorrow. Now, let me see if I can give you that one last thing in the waning moments. Probably not. No, I've run out of time. We'll do it tomorrow night. We'll talk about White Cane Day a day after it. And we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls, and especially to those of you who called me. It made the show a pleasure to do as usual. So we'll do it again 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.